But what's also groundbreaking news this month is that just recently, Britain's oldest house was unearthed in Yorkshire.
How old is this house, Tom?
Well, so far, it has been dated to 8,500 BC using radiocarbon dating, and that's 500 years more than what was then thought to be the oldest house in the UK at Howick in Northumberland. Two teams from the University of Manchester and the University of York have been collaborating on this project near Scarborough in North Yorkshire, where they have also found evidence of some of the earliest carpentry in Europe.
But why is this so special?
Well, this 11,000-year-old site seems to be adding to the growing body of evidence that suggests the hunter-gatherers during the Mesolithic were not always on the move. You see, Diana, it's commonly thought that these hunter-gatherers were nomadic and very mobile, but evidence of habitation sites seems to suggest that these hunters were more settled than previously thought. You have also to put this in the wider context. Britain was connected to continental Europe at this time, so our understanding of mobile hunter-gatherers travelling across the Channel or Doggerland is now being complemented with evidence that they were settling in some places for maybe generations at a time.
So what did this house actually look like?
Well, it was a roundhouse formed by a circle of wooden posts around a depression, an earthen sunken floor in the centre. From this evidence, we can only speculate that the walls and roof were made using some sort of vegetative matter or animal skins and perhaps reeds on the floor. But such evidence doesn't always survive over time, and that's why we don't always find it in the archaeological record.
So Mesolithic hunter-gatherers are responsible for leaving post holes all over archaeological sites too.